Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Jay, I'm calling about an unauthorized charge on my card.
And better assist you on locating an account, can I get your zip code, please?
35111.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Patricia Banks.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. Yeah, now I'm not pulling up an account under your name with the zip code 35111 with an account with us. Could the account have a different name or zip code on there?
Nope.
To better assist you in trying to locate the account another way, could I get the last four numbers of the card that you were showing the charge on? Try and locate the account that way, please.
Okay, hold on a second. The last four is 9743.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate the account that way. And now, even when I do a search by a card ending in 9743, that still doesn't pull up any account under your name with those last four numbers of a card being charged with an account with us.
And this is the number y'all's paperwork and all is in the box that was delivered.
And the product that you're calling in regards to is what, ma'am?
It's like a headlamp thing. It was supposed to be a free gift and I paid the $7.95 shipping, which that was drafted. And then there's a hold for $64.95.
I'm not showing any charges for that amount with those last four numbers of a card that you have given me with an account or order with us, ma'am.
And what's the name of your business?
This is customer support. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. Well, one of them, because the one that's showing pending says Always Tactical.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm not familiar with that company name.
And like I said, in the box that delivered today, because my husband called, the paperwork that was with it and all had this phone number.
Well, what I would recommend doing is contacting that financial institution that you have that card with and referencing that charge off that statement. And asking them if they have a good customer service number for that merchant to try
Well,
and get in touch with that
they
correct
gave me
company again,
another
ma'am.
phone number that wasn't even a working number. So I guess I'm just going to dispute the charges and let them take it back off.
But with the information you're providing me with, ma'am, it doesn't pull up any account with us.
All righty, I'll take it from there.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support and have a good day. Bye-bye.